This is Jeff Alpin, Big Game Hunter. Welcome to Job Search Radio.
Are you looking for a new job or interested in leveling up? Job Search Radio is your go-to resource for insider tips on job hunting and growing your career. Here's your host, Jeff Alpin.
Welcome to Job Search Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. I've got a fun little show today, and it talks about how to easily get more LinkedIn connections without being a pest, without badgering people, without sending messages to folks who you don't really know. Hope you find the show helpful. Please give it 5 stars on iTunes and Stitcher. It does help other people discover the show. And just want to remind you, beginning Friday, we do Salary Negotiation Month with all my shows dealing with negotiating. Now, let's get going. One of the bashful places that people have is not doing enough to promote their LinkedIn identity. Now, you send out emails to people, right? Why don't you have a link to your profile there? It can say something as simple as, connect with me on LinkedIn, and you embed the link in your profile. Have a business card? Don't have one. Why not? But, you know, if you have a business card, put your LinkedIn profile there. It becomes another way that people can find you. Connect with me on LinkedIn and have a bit.ly link next to it with how to find you. Or you can have a QR code that allows people to connect with your LinkedIn on the backside of your card. However you do it, just put out your LinkedIn profile in more places will invite more connections. Even if you hand the card out to someone that you meet at a meetup, your LinkedIn profile ought to be there, or a link to your LinkedIn profile ought to be there, so that people know how to find you later on and follow you and connect with you. So, whether you're in job search mode actively now, or you're at your new job, have them include your profile link on your card, so that this way you're building up more connections, able to create more business for them, of course, but those connections become the basis of relationship building for you for many years to come. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here's a few ways that you can follow up with me. First of all, if you're interested in one-on-one coaching from me, email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. And in the subject line, put the word coaching. I'll get back in touch with you. We'll set up a time to speak for an introductory conversation. We'll see if it makes sense for us to work together. Generally, I work with people at a manager level and above. Next, if you're not at that level, the next best way to work with me is through JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. There I have curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read that's going to help you find work more quickly. Plus, you can ask me questions through the site. I'll be very happy to answer them. Next, if you're not sure about your resume or your LinkedIn profile or both, I do critiques of them, and you can find out more about them at thebiggamehunter.us, as well as what I call a job search makeover, where you hire me, we sit down for 60, 90 minutes or so, we go through everything that you're doing in your search, maybe we do a mock interview, and when all is said and done, you are much better prepared to go forward. I have a lot of services like that. Again, you can find out about them at thebiggamehunter.us. So I'll be back soon with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.
If you would like to have Jeff give you advice about your job search, you'll love JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. This site has all of Jeff's books and guides to job hunting available free. The ability to have Jeff answer your questions, plus podcasts and videos that'll help you with all the different parts of a job search, including writing a winning resume and cover letter, great answers to interview questions, how to negotiate effectively, whether you want an easy way or want to get tough, plus a community of people like you who you can get advice from. The site again is JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. That's JobSearchCoachingHQ.com.